Now we place time to Brother Chang Jin. Let's turn to Scripture, Romans chapter 12.
新约圣经
New Testament, Romans chapter
12. 我想我们盼望还是我们弟兄姊妹我们轮流来念
Let's read alternate by brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄念一节姊妹念一节我们弟兄先来
Brother,
所以弟兄们以神的慈悲劝你将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全和喜悦的旨意我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体肢体也不都是一样的用处我们这许多人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此按我们所得的恩赐都有不同或说预言就当照着信心的程度预言或做执事就当专一执事或做教导的就当专一教导或做劝化的就当专一劝化施舍的就当诚实治理的就当殷勤怜悯人的就当甘心爱人不可虚假恶要厌恶善要亲近爱弟兄要彼此亲热恭敬人要彼此推让殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主在指望中要喜乐在患难中要忍耐祷告要恒切圣徒缺乏要欢补贺要一味的款待逼迫你们的要给他们祝福只要祝福不可咒诅与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人同哭要彼此同心不要志气高大不要扶救卑微的人不要自以为聪明不要以恶报恶众人以为美的事要留心去做若是能行总要尽力与众人和睦亲爱的弟兄不要自己伸冤宁可让步听凭主怒因为经上记着主说神恩在我我必报应所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃若渴了就给他喝因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在他的头上你不可为恶所胜反要以善胜恶好我们圣经就先念到这
That's all scripture we read
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
天父我们何等的感恩
Lord we are full of gratitude
让我们众人都可以一同安息的面前
That all can be quiet before you
虽然这个时代是这样的邪恶这样的混乱
Even though this generation is so evil and chaotic
你今天还给我们这样的日子让我们可以一同坐在主的脚前
That we can sit before your feet
我们就为这样的恩典我们来感恩
For this grace we thank you
就愿我们常常我们的心都来转向你
May our heart turn to you
不仅在主日的时候我们的心转向
not only on Lord's days
我们每一天我们的心都转向
but also all days we turn to you
我们每一天都愿意活在你自己同在的面前
we are willing to live before your presence every day
我们愿你自己的话常常临到我们
may your words come to us
因为只有你的话才是我们脚前的灯路上的光
only your words is the lamp before our feet
我们若离弃你的话语我们的心中还有什么智慧
if we depart from your words there is no wisdom within us
早晨当我们一同来读你宝贵话语的时候
this morning when we read his words
愿意谦卑的等候在主的面前
we're humbling to humble ourselves before you
是在求主你越过人所有的软弱
may you overcome all our weaknesses
你来亲自向我们说话
you speak to us
不是人在这里解释什么
not the man can hear to interpret
也不是人在这里讲论什么
it's not what man can speak
主啊怜悯我们
have mercy upon us Lord
愿我们听见神儿子向我们说话的声音
may we hear the voice that the son of the God speaks to us
让我们在基督里都是活着的
let us to all be
我们每一个人都成为你活的见证
all of us become the living testimony
我们把自己奉献在主的手中
we consecrate ourselves in your hands
听我们的祷告
hear our prayer
怜悯我们
have mercy upon us
用你的同在覆庇我们
cover us by your presence
我们这样的祈求是靠主耶稣基督的名
this prayer is in the name of the Jesus Christ Amen
我们每一次读到罗马书十二章的时候
Each time when we read Romans chapter 12
我想我们在这里如果聚会稍微久一点的话我们知道读到罗马书十二章就讲到奉献
If you are here for a while when we read chapter 5 it's talking about consecration
我想如果有一个弟兄在这里今天讲奉献的题目他不可能不讲罗马书十二章
If a brother talking about the topic about consecration everyone has to mention this chapter
那我们今天是读罗马书整个的这一章
But we're reading the whole chapter
如果我们读罗马书整个一章的话
If we read the whole chapter,
我们发现奉献是一个非常重要的主题
and we discover the consecration is a very important topic.
但是它不是这一章的中心
but this is not the center of this chapter.
它是为了这一章的一个很，它是这一章的开始一个非常重要的一个题目
This is the important introduction of this chapter.
但是这一章的中心是什么呢
What is the center of this chapter?
像我们读过以后，我们都知道。这一章的中心乃是讲到释放
After we read this chapter we know the center of this chapter is about service
这是蒙恩得救以后一个自然的生命的结果
This is the natural fact after we were saved
The life OK 那么我们知道我们从主那里得着了一个生命
We know we receive life from the Lord
这是我们蒙恩得救每一个人我们所得着的
This is all of us what we receive
如果我们真的是蒙恩得救了
If we truly be saved
我们从主那里领受了这样的生命
And we receive the life from God
一个自然的结果就是我们里面要起来侍奉神
The natural result is we will rise up and to serve the Lord
在我们还没有得救之前
Before we were saved
即使我们想侍奉我们也没有资格来侍奉
Even if we want to serve but we're not qualified
一个没有信主的人是没有资格在神面前侍奉的
An unbeliever is not qualified to serve Lord
因为没有主的那个生命
Because they don't have the life of the Lord
所有的侍奉都必须在生命的里面
All the service has to be in life
若没有这个生命人就没有资格侍立在神的面前
People cannot stand before God without this life
弟兄姊妹我们蒙了何等大的祝福
Brothers and sisters what a blessing we receive
以为说得到了这个生命我们就不死就好 就很好了
and We think we receive this eternal life and we don't die and that's good enough
但是这不是神拯救我们的目的
But that's not the purpose that Lord saved
神把这个生命赐给我们
God gave us this life
乃是要恢复神起初创造我们的目的
In order to restore the purpose that he created us
人如果不能够来侍奉神
If we cannot serve the God,
人里面就是感到虚空
and then there is an vanity.
无论你拿什么东西来填补
no matter what is can be.
无论有多少的执着
no matter how much you gain.
无论你有多少的享受
no matter how many you can enjoy.
我们里面还是得不到真实的满足
we cannot be satisfied truly.
只有我们蒙恩得救以后，我们顺服这个生命的感觉
Only after we were saved, and then we follow this life.
我们愿意来侍奉我们的神。
And we are willing to serve the God.
你发现我们的生命的意义就显明出来。
And our life, and then we will be.
我们越侍奉我们，你们越喜乐。
The more we serve, the more.
我越侍奉你们越有力量。
The more serve the.
你发现每一个生命在我们里面，天天的来供应我们。
And this life will be supply us daily.
不是我们凭着自己能做什么。
Not what we can do by ourselves.
乃是在第一章一直到第八章这里面所讲的这个救恩临到了我们身上。
But because the salvation is a come upon us, like the chapter 1 through chapter 8, what it's talking about.
你借着第九章到第十一章，你看看神的恩典是怎样做在我们身上的。
Through chapter 9 to 11, and we know how God's work.
何等的智慧，何等的能力。
What a great wise and power.
是神诸般的恩典，让我们今天可以起来侍奉他。
Because His abundant grace, so that we can rise up and to serve Him.
所以这一章的重点，这一章的中心乃是侍奉。
The center of this chapter is to serve.
但是这一个侍奉，跟我们没有得救之前，我们以为的那个侍奉的观念是完全不一样的。
But this concept of service is different than what we were saved before.
因为这些词我们从前都用的。
But we used this word before.
我们了解着侍奉，我们的观念就是说我们要来做事情。
What we understand is to serve, that means we have to work.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读这一章圣经，我们非常的清楚。
If we read this chapter, we will be more clearly.
在圣经里面说到的侍奉。
Serve mentioned in Bible.
或者说一个神儿女来到神面前的侍奉。
In another word, the God's children's service.
这个概念和我们从前没有得救之前是完全不一样的。
The concept is totally different than what we thought before we were.
我们这只能够求圣灵在这里来。来指示我们。
We can only ask Holy Spirit to guide us.
因为人的解释，我们可以同意，我们可以不同意。
Because you can agree or not agree.
因为他的解释常常是不清楚的。
Because man's interpretation more often is not clear.
他的解释常常是有漏洞的。
And sometimes is lack of the.
我们是在求圣灵把这一个侍奉的观念能够来启示在我们的里面。
But may the Holy Spirit review this concept of service.
侍奉先是说到侍奉神的旨意。
To serve, that means we serve the will of God.
若不是神的旨意的话。
If it's not from the will of God.
无论我们做什么。
No matter what we do.
在神的眼中甚至可以说是作恶的。
And in, maybe it becomes evil in the eyes of God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是非常非常紧要的。
Brother sisters, this is very important.
因为主来的时候，他说他要来审判。
Because when Lord's coming, he said he will come to judge.
因为有些人是奉主耶稣的名传道的。
Because some of them they preach by the name of God.
有些人是奉主耶稣基督的名在那里赶鬼的。
Someone they cast out demon by the name of the Lord.
甚至行了许多的异能。
Or maybe they perform some miracles.
带领了许多人蒙恩得救。
And they take people to be saved.
可是主却说你们是作恶的。
But Lord says you're doing something evil.
怎么会是这样？
How can it be?
怎么会有这样的情形？
How can it be?
在我们具体的侍奉中，我们怎么能够明白呢？
In our details, how can we understand this?
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们说，我们要查验神那何为那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Here it says, we need to be discern what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and
perfect. 在第八章非常清楚，什么旨意只有一个。
In chapter 8 it says, we know very clearly, there is only one will of God.
就是让耶稣基督，让神的儿子从我们身上表现出来。
That is to the Son of God will be manifested through us.
如果神的儿子显不出来，就不是侍奉。
If the Son of God would not be manifested to us, that is not a service.
神的儿子显出来就是侍奉。
If we reveal the Son of God, that is a service.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神的圣灵把这些概念能够启示在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit review this concept of service.
比如说我这个我愿意这个报名我去带学生去买菜。
For example, I'm willing to take students to go grocery shopping.
你说这件事情是不是侍奉呢？
Is this service?
有可能是。
It maybe.
也不是。
Maybe not.
比如说我去带学生去买菜了。
I take students to go to grocery shopping.
那么他就上了我的车子。
And when the student get on my car,
他们发现上了一个冰车。
They find out the people is very cold.
那么他发现这个车子很 cold, 这个为什么？
Car is cold.
因为这个开车的人一句话不讲的。
Because the driver doesn't talk to them at all.
那这个是不是你们把铃铛一念？
And then it gave you the name list. You call the name list.
一个一个坐上去。
And get on the car.
那么这个带他们去买了菜，然后回来一句话都不讲的。
And then you don't talk at all on the whole time.
总算完成任务了。
And you finish your duty.
下车吧。
And get off the car.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是侍奉呢？
Is this service?
这是 driver.
It's you are just only the function of a driver. That's not service.
因为主耶稣没有从你身上表现出来。
Because Lord is not manifest.
我们是做的事情。
We work.
我们事情都做得很好。
We did pretty good.
但这不叫释放。
But it's not called service.
那你说我是非常热的人。
You say I'm an enthusiast.
我还没上车，我就下去就把你们几乎要抱上去了。
And you're not even.Get on the car.
他们这个上车以后，那真是这个非常热情的。就是上你这个车，那简直是比上什么车都好。
People feel it's the best car they will get on.
那么是不是这样？我们就是侍奉呢
？Is this called service too？
你知道我后来我听过这个，我忘了是听了哪个人讲的。你知道他们说他们有人被带去买菜，你说等到最后要付钱的时候。
And then I heard someone say those students they were taken to the grocery and then.
When they
need to pay, it's
not among us. 他就那个学生就告诉我说，我当要付钱的时候，他们已经把钱替我付了。
And the student says, when I about to pay, and they already paid for me.
那个学生告诉我说，我以后再也不坐他的车。
And the student told me, I will never go with him again.
侍奉不是表现我们自己。
And then to serve it to show
ourselves. Or if I
have
to
feel so
warm-hearted. Even though I will
pay for people's groceries.
如果是主让你付的，没有问题。
If Lord asks you to pay, then that's okay.
但是多少的时候我们是表现我们的热心。
But many times we try to show off ourselves.
这不叫侍奉。
That's not service.
这叫做做事。
That is called to work.
侍奉只有一个观念才叫侍奉。
There is only one concept to be called service.
只有主耶稣表现出来才是侍奉。
Only revealed Lord Jesus.
主耶稣没有表现出来就不是侍奉。
If we're not revealed Lord Jesus, that's not
service. 纵然我奉主耶稣的名在这里讲到。
Even though I'm preaching here by the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一次站起来侍奉，我们要恐惧战惊啊。
But sisters, each time when we serve, we need be tremble.
到底我们表现的是什么？
What do we reveal?
是表现我们的口才。
We want to see our oral talent.
是表现我们这个人是很幽默的。
Or we are too humorous.
还是我们觉得我们这里是代表神呢？
Or we stand here to represent God.
如果主耶稣站在这里，他会不会这样子呢？
If Lord stand here, is he doing the same thing?
弟兄姊妹，侍奉的观念，我们真的求圣灵来启示我们。
The concept of the service we need the Holy Spirit
revealed.
We don't have much days on the earth. Our strengths and then it's limited.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救，我们弟兄姊妹，我们都有一个热心。一个正常的光景，我们都愿意侍奉神。
After we were served, if you have a normal Christian life, we want to serve.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要明白什么叫侍奉。
But brothers and sisters, we need to understand what is service.
侍奉一定做事情的。
Service must do work.
你做事情不一定是侍奉。
But work it might not be service.
这是头一个跟我们从前所以为的这个世上的观念不一样。
This is the first different concept.
这个侍奉乃是耶稣基督表现出来。
The service let to reveal the Lord.
侍奉必须是侍奉神的旨意。
If we serve, we must serve the will of God.
所以这是头一非常重要的观念。
This is the first important concept.
第二个观念。
The second concept.
这里不仅告诉我们说侍奉，必须是这个让主耶稣表现出来。
It here tells us to serve is not only manifest the Lord Jesus.
这里还特别告诉我们侍奉是从奉献开始的。
But also tells us to serve it starts from consecration.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉着很多的时候，你就发现我们有热心的时候。
Sometimes when we have zeal.
我们被主的爱充满的时候
we are filled of the love of the Lord
我们觉得主这样的眷顾我们
and we say Lord love us so much
在绝对不可能情况下主就这样祝福了我们
in the impossible situation God blessing
我们真的愿意好好的起来侍奉神
we really want to raise up and serve the Lord
但你发现我们觉得奉神是不需要学习的
but we think to serve God we don't need learn
有一次我们这个和一些弟兄姊妹我们餐馆里面我们用餐
some brothers and sisters we went to a restaurant
那么我们看见那个餐馆的那个waitress 就是那个服务员招待员他就是这个服务的非常的好
and we saw the waitress service is very good
一个很矮的女生啊她手中可以拿着七八瓶的那个满满的水在那里跑来跑去
a very small short lady and she can carry a tray with seven or eight mugs
不是慢慢的走啊
she's not walk slowly
非常快的就这么甩来甩去一滴水都不落下去
she walks very fast, and then
然后这个我们因为那个是他中间我们离开的时候他就把我们的这个餐巾就是叠得非常漂亮。
When we were there and she folded the napkins very pretty.
我们过来我们就问说那你这个要学多久
？And then after she came over, I asked her, and how long you have the training?
这个开始的时候没有客人的时候练幺零零七的。
She said without the customer here, I have practice for.
然后要跟班要跟上一个月的。
And then I have to practice for a month.
我们觉得到餐馆去做点事情哈。我觉得我们需要学的。
Even you work at a restaurant, we need study.
我们觉得侍奉神可以不学习。
But can we not learn when we serve God?
你觉得这可能吗
？You think it's possible?
我们的神是何等荣耀的一位神。
Our God is such glory. It's such glory.
你在那里服侍地上的一个餐馆的老板，你尚且需要两个星期在那里好好的学习。
Even you serve the earthly boss, you have to have 2 weeks training.
我们侍奉天上的君王，难道我们就是这样的就来侍奉吗
？And then, can we serve the King of the Heaven just like without training?
而侍奉的时候，你发现我们什么都肯学。
And when we are served, we are willing to learn everything. We are willing to learn knowledge. We're not to learn
techniques.
We're willing to learn methods.
是圣经告诉我们，头一件我们必须学习的就是奉献。
But the Bible tells us the first thing we need to learn is consecration.
没有奉献就没有侍奉。
Without consecration, there's no service.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是求神来提醒我们。
May Lord remind us.
如果我们不照着这一个，你去学校，你不照着老师给你的这个次序来选课的话，你发现你一定吃亏的。
If you are study, if you don't take your classes by syllabus,
如果你第一年的数学没有学好，你第二年的物理你一定读不下去的。
If you cannot pass the first year math, you cannot continue with the physics at the second year.
我们在侍奉中遇见多少的难处
？And we encounter many difficulties.
如果我们这个人是在侍奉中，你稍微有一点点经历的话
，If you have a little experience by serving,
你知道侍奉神是何等艰难的一件事。
And it's very difficult to serve.
面临的挑战是何等的多了。
We face so many challenges.
就别说仇敌在那里搅扰我们。
Not only mention the
disturbing from our
soul.
就是我们自己的软弱给我们带来的难处。
But our we will disturb weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不照着主所量给我们的这一课一课按照次序去学的话。
If we don't learn according to the lessons that Lord measured to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法。真的让神来使用我。
There is no way that Lord can use us.
那么你说，有人说，那么这个奉献，这个，有人就告诉我说，他根本这个课他不需要学，他免修的。
And some people say I'll be exempt for this lesson.
因为奉献是指传道人说的。
Because the consecration is.
他奉献做传道人，当然他有学习。
The consecrant have to be the minister.
他当然他要学习奉献。
He has to learn to be.
我又不是传道人。
I don't want to be a minister.
那我学奉献干什么？
What's not useful for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们对奉献的观念是错的。
We have a wrong concept of consecration.
我已经学了。
And some people say I had learned.
你到如果是有可能的话，你去查一查的话，我十分之一的。
And if you go check, I tithe.
我你超过十分之一的。
My mind is more than 10%.
我在奉献这个我已经学过了。
I learned a lesson.
弟兄姊妹，这里说的奉献跟钱财的奉献是不同的观念。
But the consecration concept here is different than you offer your money.
钱财的奉献是非常重要的。
And money offering is important.
钱财的奉献是一个神儿女信心的操练。
And the money offering is the practice for God's children.
弟兄姊妹，如果你盼望哈，你在环境来的时候，在飓风来的时候，你里面不惧怕。
If you want to experience when the hurricane comes, there's no fear within you.
主告诉我们，你有办法可以操练你的信心。
The Lord tells us you have a way to practice your faith.
当那个失业临到你的时候，你里面充满了平安。如果你盼望有这样的平安的话
，If you want to hope have a peace when the layoffs come, you still have peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在钱财奉献上我们有学习。
We need learn to practice the money.
马太十六章就特别告诉我们，钱财的奉献是我们信心的操练。
Matthew chapter 6 tells us the offering is the practice of our faith.
而且告诉我们，钱财的奉献也是一个人爱神的一个其中的一个尺度。
And a money offering is one of the measure for our consecration.
有钱财的奉献不一定真的爱神。
If you have money offering, and you doesn't mean you love the Lord.
爱神的人一定有钱财的奉献。
But it's a person who's loving Lord. You must have money offerings.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Because the Lord says, where your treasure is, where your heart is.
所以钱财的奉献是很重要的。
So money offering is very important.
但是这里面说的奉献还不是指的钱财。
But the consecration here is not, related, it's not the money offering.
从前我，你知道我们都爱读属灵的书的。
Before I like to read spiritual reference
books. 那么我读到前面弟兄们讲到关于奉献这件事情。
When I read the brothers and sisters talking about consecration.
我就讲得非常好。
And they spoke very well.
但我不是真正的明白。
But I understand.
他说什么呢？
What it says?
他说奉献哈。不是为手工。
He says consecration is not for God.
乃是让神做工。
It is to let God works.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这话讲得好不好？
Do you think this is a good saying?
哎，非常好一句话。
It's very good saying.
但我要仔细地问说，你真的明白这句话吗？
But I ask you, do you really understand this?
什么叫做奉献？不是为神做工，乃是让神做工呢？
What is this to be called? Consecration is not to work for God, but to let God work.
这句话什么意思？
What does it mean?
我以为我明白了。
I thought I understand.
我觉得，哎呀，这话我可以拿来跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
And I thought I can use this word to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
直到有一次，我记得有个弟兄到我们中间，就在我们中间讲的道，他讲了一个见证。我才明白。
Until there's a brother preach here, it is over here, and then I understand that day.
我想在座有些那个弟兄姊妹可能当时不在。
Maybe you were not here that time.
我稍微提一下，你就想起来了。
Let me mention this, you might remember.
他告诉我们说，这个有一个这个到中国大陆去教英文的一个姊妹。
He told us there was a sister, she went to China to teach English.
他在那里面呢，就是表面当然都知道，就是外面教英文，然后实际他是把福音带过去。
On the surface, she just taught English, but actually she's preaching gospel.
那么在有一天早晨还这个天还没亮的时候，就有人摁他的门铃。
One day before dawn, someone knocked her doorbell.
那么她就打开门一看，没有人。
And she opened the door. There's no one was there.
一个人都没有。
No one was there.
她就把门关上。
And she just closed the door.
她刚这个门还没关上的时候，她发现地上有个东西。
And then just about she closed the door and she found that there's something on the floor.
她一看有一个孩子躺在那。
She saw a baby laying on the ground.
那个孩子一看呢是小儿麻痹。
When she saw that baby was paralyzed.
他要不要抱起来？
And then she wrapped the. And
如果他要抱起来，
should she pick the baby up?
如果他抱起来的话，
if she pick the baby up,
这个孩子所有的责任都在他身上。
If she pick her up, the baby up, and all the responsibility will be on her shoulder.
他真的想把门关上。
She truly wants to close.
只要把门关上，什么责任都没有。
If she closes the door, there will be no responsibilities.
但他里面没有办法。
But there is no way for her to do that.
神的怜悯让她不能把门关上。
The God's mercy and couldn't allow her to close the door.
她就把这孩子抱起来。
So she picked up the baby.
过了两个月，又有人同样的时间按门铃。
After 2 months, the same time, another person just knocked the doorbell.
我们知道这样的故事，一个一个这样残废的孩子被带到这个姊妹的房间里。
And then we know the story, and then one after another, those all the disabled babies were put on her door.
这一个姊妹后来她没有办法再去教课了。
This sister couldn't teach later on.
她要为这些孩子去看病、去打针、为他们去买药。
She has to take those babies to hospital.
她要花她所有的力气来照顾这些残废的孩子。
She has to use all her strength to take care of those babies.
这些的孩子，如果你问他们的话，
If you ask those babies,
他们一定愿把自己奉献在这个姊妹的手中。
They must willing to give themselves to this sister.
什么叫奉献？
What is to call consecrate?
就是让这个姊妹在他们身上做一点点的工作。
It is to let this sister to have a little work on them.
在他们身上做一点成全的工作。
To fulfill some work on them.
好让他们将来长大了以后可以有一点的用处。
Say that they will be a little function when they grow up.
我听了这个见证，我明白什么叫做奉献，不是为神做工，乃是让神做工。
After I heard this testimony, I understand what is to be consecrated is not we work for God, God works.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前是不是一个残废？
Do you think we are disabled before God?
罪把我们人给弄到无用的地步。
And the sin constrains us that we are disabled.
罗马书第三章岂不是这样告诉我们？
And then Romans chapter 3 tells us.
没有义人。
There's no righteous man.
没有行善。
There's no one is good.
连一个都没有。
Even not one.
都是偏行己路。
We are all gone astray.
变成了无用。
We become useless.
弟兄姊妹，我们若真的是蒙了圣灵的光照，
If we were enlightened by the Holy Spirit,
我们这些从前满了罪恶的人，
We are people full of sins.
在遵行神旨意的上面是 useless， 是完全无用的。
On obeying God's will, we are useless.
我们都是瘫痪的，
We are all disabled.
我们都是瞎眼的，
We are all blind.
我们都是瘸腿的。 弟兄姊妹，我们都是愚昧的。
Sisters, we are all a fool.
什么叫做奉献？
What is to be called consecration?
奉献是看见神的怜悯。
To be consecrated is upon God's mercy.
他在无限的怜悯里面不嫌弃我们。
In his boundless consecration,
he
cherishes. He's not closed his doors of salvation.
他把我们一个个都抱起来。
He picked us, all of us, one by one.
他问我们。
He asked us.
你愿意让我在你身上做成全的工作吗？
Are you willing to let me fulfill the work?
你愿意让我在你身上做一点拯救的工作吗？
Do you willing to let me to do the salvation work on you?
做一点改变的工作吗？
And to be the transforming work.
好让你在我的手中可以成为一个遵行神旨意的人。
So that you can be the person can.Obey the will of God.
如果你说主我愿意。
If you say, Lord, yes, I am willing.
因着你主慈悲。
Because of your abundant mercy.
因着你不弃我，你把我抱起来。
You don't forsake me, and then you pick me up.
你从灰尘和粪堆中把我抱起来。
You lift us from dust and the rubbish.
主我愿意。
Lord, I am willing.
这叫做奉献。
This is called consecration.
就是在奉献这件事上最难的一件事。
This is the most difficult about consecration.
我们不认识我们自己。
We don't know ourselves.
我们不觉得我们眼瞎。
We don't think we are blind.
我们不觉得我们低能。
We don't think we are retarded.
我们不觉得我们是瘫痪的。
We don't think we are paralyzed.
我们觉得我们非常有智慧。
We think we are smart.
我们充满了力量。
We're full of power.
有什么事我们不能做的呢？
What we cannot do.
人都可以升天的。
And even people can own the
heaven. 弟兄姊妹，如果不是神的光亮来照亮我们。
But since it's not the light of the God enlightening,
我们如果没有在圣灵的光中看见我们在神面前我们真实的光景，
If we don't see our real situation before the light of the Holy Spirit,
我们真的不肯奉献。
We are not willing to consecrate. 主啊，你
改变别人可以，不能改变我。
Lord, you can transform others, but not me.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果在神的光中，我们看见我们真实的本相。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we see who we are in the light of the Lord,
我们要跪在主的面前。
We kneel before the Lord.
我说主，我谢谢你。
We just say, Lord, I thank you.
是你提拔我。
It was you lifted me.
是你抬举我。
It was you lifted me.
而且你今天还愿意在我身上做一点改变的工作。
And you are willing to have the transformation work on me.
主啊，我把我奉献给你。
Lord, I will consecrate myself to you.
做你让你愿意做的工作。
To let you work on me.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的盼望圣灵来开启我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit reveal himself.
让圣灵来让我们明白什么叫做奉献。
Holy Spirit, let us understand what is the consecration.
因为若不是从这个奉献开始，我们真的没有办法真正的来侍奉神。
If we're not start from the consecration, there's no way for us to serve God.
我们在侍奉神的旨意上是 useless, 是没有用的。
To serve the will of God, we are useless.
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can work many.
单单我们没有办法侍奉神的旨意。
That is not, just cannot serve the will of God.
所以这一章的中心实在是从奉，是从这个重点从奉献开始的。
So the center of this chapter is started from the consecration.
但是奉献只是我们整个这个侍奉的开始。
But the consecration is the starting point of.
如果我们渴望神在我们身上真的做这一点改变的工作
，if we are willing to let Lord transform us，
做一点点成全的工作
，to fulfill us。
你看，神要进一步启示我们什么叫做侍奉。
And the Lord will reveal Himself to us what is to be called consecration.
侍奉不仅是遵行神的旨意。
To serve is not only to obey.
不仅是要从奉献开始。
Not only start from consecration.
侍奉还必须是身体的侍奉。
To serve must be served in body.
这里面非常的稀奇。
This is amazing.
我们将我们的许多的身体都献上。
We offer bodies.
我们这一个身体是多数的。
This body is multiple.
当作活祭，那个活祭是单数的。
As a living sacrifice, that sacrifice is a singular.
弟兄姊妹，圣经是不会错的。
The Bible never make mistakes.
如果我们真的去严格的考察原文的话
，if we prove the original version，
这里面主的话写得非常的清楚。
The Lord's words very clearly。
侍奉必须是在身体里面的侍奉。
The service must be served in body。
弟兄姊妹，这件事情，天然的人从来都不知道的。
The natural man never knows。
只有蒙恩得救的人
Only the people who are saved
只有圣灵在我们里面做一点更新变化的工作
Only Holy Spirit remind our minds
让我们不再像个世俗的样子
So we are no longer to be worldly
弟兄姊妹如果我们不让圣灵做改变的工作我们的侍奉不是表现基督的样子乃是表现着世界的样子
If we are not like the Holy Spirit doing the transforming work what we serve is not manifest the Lord but ourselves
这个世界，那么完全是磨成这世界的样子。
We will be conformed to the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见说，当我们这样的被圣灵改变的时候
，when we transformed by Holy Spirit，
我们的心意更新变化的时候
，when our minds be renewed，
他让我们看见原来只有一个 sacrifice， 只有一个祭。一个活祭
and they will see there is only one living sacrifice.
我们众人是特别的，我们各个的身体，我们。
We offer ourselves individually.
但是呢，在神的眼中，一个活祭。
But in God's eyes, there is only living sacrifice.
神把我们众人在圣灵里面浇灌成为一个身体。
Lord build us into one body.
所以这一章特别给我们看见。在基督身体里面侍奉的原则。
And here tells us the principle we serve in body.
弟兄姊妹，这里面所讲的侍奉跟我们平时的观念真的不一样。
The service here is different than what we thought.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望主 借着他的话，把这三方面啊，真的印在我们的里面。
I hope through God's words and it will print in our mind.
头一方面，若不是表现主耶稣，就不是释放。
First of all, if we're not manifest Lord, that is not service.
若不是主耶稣活出来，就不是释放。
If we're not revealed Lord, that is not service.
第二方面，若不是有一个真实的奉献，就没有办法释放。
Secondly, if we don't consecrate ourselves, there's no way for us to.
若不是从奉献开始，就没有办法侍奉。
If we're not start from wisdom, then there's no way for us to serve God.
第三，必须是在身体里的侍奉。
Thirdly, this service must be in body.
所以我们就看一下，在这第十二章从第三节开始，他就给我们看见说，在身体里面，在基督身体里侍奉的一些的原则。
Let us see that the principles start from verse 3.
那么在这里面呢，我们读的时候，我们为了时间缘故，我们只讲其中的几个方面。
And because for the sake of the time, I will just mention several aspects.
头一个方面。
First of all.
你发现这里面哈，告诉我们说呢，我们要照着神分给我们个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
First of all, we need to be a think with sober judgment according to the measure of our faith.
这里面告诉我们说哈，我们如果要进入身体的侍奉
，Here tells us if you want to enter the service of body，
我们要求神让我们能知道我们在身体里的位置。
We need ask Lord to let know our position in the body。
我们要看得合适。
We need to think sound judgment。
有的时候我们觉得说，你这个眼睛为什么摆得那么高呢
？Sometimes we think why the eyes are placed so high。
我这个脚凭什么就摆得这么低呢
？And why the feet are supposed to be at the bottom？
凭什么不把你这个脚就摆在脚的位置，把脚摆在眼睛的位置呢
？And why cannot you put my switch them？
你知道身体里面哈。你发现那个位置是非常重要的。
You know, within the body, the position is very important.
这个位置一改变啊，非常的别扭。
If you change the position, it's uncomfortable.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在他的这个整个的计划和他智慧里面，他来安排的。
This is all arranged by God along His.
我们要在神面前。照着神量给我们信心，我们真的知道我们的合适的位置在哪里。
We need to know our right place according to the measure of the faith.
身体一定有次序的。
The body must have order.
不是人定规的次序。
This is not what matters.
不是世上的地位和命。
It's not the power and the position.
而是身体生命的次序。
But it's the order of life.
如果我是脚的话
If I am a foot,
弟兄姊妹你发现你摆在那个位置就非常的美
If you, and the position will be very beautiful.
你在神的面前就是得胜者
and you will be the victor before.
弟兄姊妹有的时候我们真的怕被摆在很低的位置
Sometimes we are afraid we will be placed low.
弟兄姊妹我们不需要怕这件事情
The brothers and sisters, we don't need to be afraid of.
弟兄姊妹，因为尊贵荣耀都是从神来的。
Because honor and glory are all from God.
若不是从天上赐的，人就不能够得什么。
If it's not from heaven, we cannot receive anything.
弟兄姊妹，不要照着自己的意思，觉得我应该被摆在更高的位置上。
Don't think according to your own will, you want to be placed high.
在身体的里面，其实是照着圣灵在我们中间所定的次序。
Our place is ordered by the Spirit within the body.
弟兄姊妹，这个次序带进了个身体的荣耀。
And order and then brings glory in the body.
你把眼睛摆在高一点位置，它真的让整个身体很舒服的。
If you place the eyes higher, it will be it's more comfortable for the body.
你眼睛说你必须要到脚上去。
You tell the eyes you has to be placed low.
你知道它在脚上是可以的，但是你这走起路来都看不见了。
You can place eyes on the foot, but they cannot see when they walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个身体是太奇妙了。
And then it's very it's amazing.
这个次序是非常重要的。
And the order is very important.
主在地上的时候告诉我们，我们要这个圣经告诉我们要以主耶稣基督的心思为心思。
When Lord is on earth, He told us we need have the same mind of Christ.
这个腓立比书第二章特别说，那基督的心思是什么？
In Philippians chapter 2 it's called What is the mind of Christ? Don't be afraid to place you on the
level.
If we humble before His
mighty hand,
and then at when time comes, He will
lift us. And
when the time comes, He will place the position is right to
us. Our Lord is the
highest. He originally is high. He was on the highest place.
And
he was willing to be placed the lowest place. When he came to earth, he was willing to be placed at lowest
place.
Even he humbled to a point till he died on the cross. What the Bible tells us.
And
then the God will lift him on high.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不要怕,
don't be afraid we will be placed on the low position. Let Lord put us on the right place. This is the first principle of serving
the Lord.
Whenever we
overcome,
we want to lift ourselves by ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们常常取代基督头的地位。
And then we replace the head position.
这件事情是对整个身体最大的伤害。
This is the most harmful situation to the whole body.
因为头被换了。
You change the head.
弟兄姊妹,
only Christ is the head.
弟兄姊妹,
we need to stay our own position. The whole body will be glorious.
不仅如此,
not only this, it tells us later.
后面,
in verse 5,
这许多的这个肢体,
and so many members.
但是呢,
but in Christ, we are one body.
弟兄姊妹, 第二个, 在身体里侍奉一个很重要的原则, 就是我们不能够单独。
The second important principle to serve is we cannot be separate.
弟兄姊妹, 在经里面, 你仔细读的话, 没有一个得胜者是在教会以外。
If you read the Bible carefully, there's even not a victor, they are out of the body.
Overcomer.
The overcomers.
所有的 得胜者都是为了神的教会。
All overcomers are for the church of God.
你不能说这些人太软弱了。
You cannot say those people are too weak.
跟你们在一起太痛苦了。
I was so suffering.
主与我与主。
Lord and I am Lord.
多么甜美的生活。
How sweet.
我就在身体以外我就得胜了。
I'll win the victory out of the body.
弟兄姊妹, 在基督身体以外, 你找不到任何一个得胜者。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot even find one overcomer out of the body of Christ.
每一个得胜者都是为了基督的身体。
All overcomers are all for the body of Christ.
有的时候, 我们看重我们自己的属灵, 甚至超过, 或者, 这个, 或者说尊重我们自己的属灵, 超过尊重神的旨意。
Sometimes we respect our own spiritual growth is more than the God.
神的旨意是让我们在基督的身体里。
The will of God let us within the body of Christ.
我们是主。
We need Lord.
我们也需要弟兄姊妹。
And we need brothers and sisters.
无论你觉得多么软弱的肢体,
no matter how weak you feel you are,
即使他是一个小拇指,
even he's a pinky,
你说我就不要他了。
You say, I don't want it. It's useless.
你丢掉试试看。
If you get rid of it,
整个的身体就落在痛苦的里面。
The whole body will in pain.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不能够觉得说我们只要有主就够了。
We cannot think we're enough
when we need
Lord. But for the will of God, we need love
all.
We need cherish all the children of God.
主说如果你不能够爱你看得见的弟兄就不可能爱那看不见的神。
If you cannot leave the brothers and sisters you see, then you cannot love God.
我们虽然说我们只要主就够了。
Even when we say there's Lord with me, it's enough.
如果你真的要主的话,
if you only want Lord,
你就要有每一个神,
and you want every single of
God, 把它包来,
you have to accept all the weak ones. And we need to see the glory of the body of Christ.
离开基督的身体，我们常常受到仇敌的攻击。
If departs the body of Christ, we will be attacked by enemy.
离开基督的身体，我们常常落在许多的试探和软弱的当中。
If depart from the body, we will be fall into the temptations and weaknesses.
我们实在需要为许许多多有的弟兄姊妹不能够来聚会，我们要好好为他们祷告。
We need to pray for brothers and sisters who cannot come to church.
你知道多少的时候，就是因着在这样的时候，仇敌在那里来毁坏我们的见证。
Many times, just because of at that time, the enemy will destroy our testimony.
不要觉得弟兄姊妹是你的累赘。
Don't think the brothers and sisters is your burden.
弟兄姊妹是我们的保护。
Brothers and sisters is our protection.
弟兄姊妹是我们的祝福。
Brothers and sisters is our blessings.
弟兄姊妹。我记得在一个早晨的晨祷的聚会里
I remember a morning devotion.
那么那个我们那会书那真的是这个是感觉是非常难的。
The book we read was very difficult.
如果你有经历的话，你读读这个耶利米书和以西结书。
If you have experience, if you read Ezekiel and Jeremiah.
我们都觉得每一章都一样的。
We feel.Each chapter are the same.
我们犯罪了，谁管教我们
？And when we sin, Lord discipline us.
我们又犯罪了，谁又管教我们
？We sin again, Lord discipline us again.
然后神又兴起外邦来管教我们
？And Lord raise up the.
然后我们又软弱了，谁又来管教我们
？And we weak again, Lord.
所以说我们在查的时候，我们每次查一章，我们说这一章主啊怜悯我们，这跟上一章有什么区别
？When we read those chapters, we feel it's the same. Lord have mercy. There's no difference.
你知道，当我们自己读的时候，我们都这样的结论的。
When we read by ourselves.We have the same results.
所以我们大家都很软弱。
Even we are all weak.
非常的稀奇。当我们聚在一起的时候。
Amazingly, when we read together.
哎呀，真的，这太稀奇了！我发现不仅每一样。
So amazing! Not only each chapter is different.
每一章都给我们新鲜活泼的话。
Each chapter gives us a fresh words.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，圣经我们自己读，真的就一直搞不懂。
Many times when we read Bible alone, we don't understand at all.
我们都卡在那里。
We stuck there.
好像就这句话就过不去了。
And then we cannot pass.
到了弟兄姊妹中间，我们明白了。
When you among these brothers and sisters, you understand.
不知道为什么。
You don't know why.
好像也没讲什么。
And people don't talk much.
也没讲什么深高深的道理。
There's no deep doctrines.
在基督身体里，神赐给我们的身体里的祝福，实在是我们眼睛没有见过的。
The blessing that God gave us through brothers and sisters is beyond our imagination.
弟兄姊妹太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
我们众人成为一身。
The all individual bodies become one body.
一定要宝贝主的自己。
We have to cherish Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们同样需要弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we need our brothers and sisters.
后面他就接着告诉。
Later on tells us.
既然我们要把自己摆在合适的位置上。
Not only we place ourselves in the right place.
不仅我们不能够单独。
Not only we cannot be separate.
我们而且还要彼此联络做肢体。
But also we need to be joined together to be one member.
要彼此联络在一起的。
We have to unify together.
每一个肢体都有自己的功用。
Because each individual member has its own function.
有的是这个教导的。
Some are teachers.
有的是预言的。
Some are prophecies.
有的是执事的。
Some are ministers.
有的是关怀的。
Some are exhorters.
每一个人都有自己的功用。
Each one has their own function.
但每个肢体之间必须联络在一起。
But all the individual members has to be unified together.
这是什么意思
？What does it mean?
当有需要的时候。
When there is a need.
比如说，等到中午，有的这一次我吃了很多。
At the lunchtime, if you eat too much.
那么这个肢体它就使劲的工作。
The member of the as a stomach it works hard.
那假如我是肝脏的话， if, 我才不管你呢。
If I'm a liver, I don't care.
因为我就照着我原来。我就好好服侍就可以了。
I will serve as my own.
管你的胃里面多么的忙乱。
I don't care about how busy this stomach is.
只要我照着平时我这个工作量就够了。
I'll work my workload.
弟兄姊妹，你发现整个身体就会出现问题。
Then you will discover the whole body will have problems.
如果我整个身体在运动的时候，我的心脏一定要使劲跳的。
When you do exercise, the heart has to be work harder.
心脏说今天我感觉不好。
And if the hard things I don't feel about today,
这个老板跟我说了几句不好听的话。
The boss talked me bad today.
这个太太也这是有的时候事情很多的。
My wife was
小孩子很多事的。
And the kids are in.
我这个不跳，我不要跳那么快的。
And I don't want to be speed up.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此连在一起。
But our sisters, we need to be unified together.
这个侍奉才是一个身体的侍奉。
And this service is to be called the service in body.
当需要来的时候，不是只有一两个肢体在那里撑着。
When needs comes, it's not only one or two members working.
我们整个的身体都在那联络，彼此联络着做肢体。
All members unify together to be one body.
你发现这样的话，整个身体的侍奉是何等的荣耀。
Then the whole service will be it will be glorified.
神在我们中间就可以行他奇妙的事。
And the Lord can do His wonder works.
那么后面呢，就从第九节。
And start from verse 9.
一直到最后。
From the end to the end.
我把它这一大段呢，就化为一个点。
I will put this whole paragraph as one point.
这一个大段，它讲的原则是什么呢
？What is the principle from this paragraph?
这一大段它讲的原则是我们在身体的侍奉里面。
The principle from this paragraph is talking about the service in body.
我们乃是注重的是见证。而不是注重的工作。
The service we emphasize is the testimony, is but not work.
我们注重见证，要过于注重对错是非。
We need to emphasize the testimony is more than the.
我们要注重主的见证过于我们手中的工作。
We should emphasize the testimony more than our works.
你发现这后面这一段里面讲了四方面的见证。
Here talks about four kinds of testimonies.
我稍微提一下，我们就结束了，大家不要担心啊。
I will mention just mention.
那么头一方面就给我们看见真实爱的见证。
First of all, it's called the genuine testimony.
不是真实爱的见证。
And the love in the true love testimony.
爱人不就是真实爱的见证
？That means love be genuine.
弟兄姊妹，我们进入的这个时代是一个很混乱的时代。
This generation is very chaotic.
我们中间的朋友，甚至有时候弟兄姊妹
，people friends among us, even some brothers and sisters.
有的时候真的受到。世界的影响，甚至受到罪恶的玷污。
We were influenced by this world, even though were impured by sins.
这里说善要亲近，恶要厌恶。
And here says we need to be hold fast to love,
hate
the evil.
不能够说因着我们要盼望工作多人工作好人多的缘故。
And for we want to be more people be here and we work.
我们就不讲主的真理。
Then there is no principle.
我们就不定罪为罪。
And then we don't hate evils.
如果有两个人他们没有结婚就同居在一起，我们要定罪的。
If these people they're not get married and they cohabited, and that's sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们要定罪的。
We that sin is sin.
这是真实爱的见证。
That is the testimony in true love.
爱人不可虚假。
And you love, and you love must be genuine.
你明明落在罪中了，我还有包庇你的罪。
If people are fall in sin, I cannot, and I still accept you.
神的教会不能够真实的把真理的光照出来。
And God's church cannot be reveal the truth.
这里面说我们要有真实爱的见证。
Here we have to be testimony of true love.
而且彼此要恭敬。
And we need be honor each other.
如果今天有人说大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千呢
？There's one people say David killed 10,000 and Saul kills 1,000.
如果我们注重的是工作的话
，If we emphasize the work，
我们会说岂有此理
？We will say that's nonsense.
我扫罗难道真的比大卫差吗？
And then Saul, am I?
就算大卫杀的敌人多，不至于比我杀的十倍还多。
Even David killed cannot be 10 times more.
你真的算一算
？If you go count.
我想，如果真的仔细算，也许扫罗杀的那天杀的人可能还多几个。
Maybe if you really count, maybe Saul killed a little more that day.
如果我们看重的是见证
，If we see the testimony,
我们就欢喜。
and we will be rejoiced.
如果我们看见真实爱的见证，
if we see the testimony
of love, 我听见我弟兄这样的能人，我会感谢赞美。
When I see my brother receive mercy,
愿神让我的弟兄杀的仇敌更多。
I will make my brother kill more enemies.
弟兄姊妹，关键的点在说，我们到底看重的是工作呢，还是见证？
The key point is if we emphasize the work or the testimony.
如果我们看重的见证，我们就一个一个的去数。
If we emphasize the testimony, we will count one by one.
到底谁的工作多？
And we will see who do more work.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看重的是见证，
if we emphasize testimonies,
你发现我们里面充满了释放，充满了喜乐。
We will be full of joy and
rejoice. 这是真实爱的见证。
That's the testimony in true love.
后面的告诉我，经有真实爱的见证。
And here tells us not only we have a testimony in true love,
还有一个殷勤的见证。
It has to be the testimony of diligence.
弟兄姊妹，这个见证多么不容易呢？
This is really hard to testify.
主在地上就告诉我们。
When Lord is on earth, He tells us.
到了末世的时候。
At the end of the days.
就在我们今天的这个时候。
That's nowadays.
许多人因着不法的事。爱心就渐渐冷淡。
The people's love are decreased because of the unlawful.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Only the one who endures to the end will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只看工作的话，
if we only emphasize focus on work,
如果我们只看对错是非的话，
if we only focus on right or wrong,
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都会气别的。
All of us, we will.
我们都会灰心丧胆。
Oh, we will be discouraged.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见许多软弱的光景。
We see so many.
我们看见许多不法的。
We see so many unlawful.
我们的爱心都冷淡了。
All our heart decreased.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们开始工作。
Because we emphasize works.
主这里让我们看重见证。
But here, Lord led us to emphasize testimony.
是的，是有着许多的不法的事。
Yes, there is so many unlawful.
但唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But only the ones who endure to the end will be saved.
他们殷勤的侍奉里面。
Because they serve diligently, so they have the spirit in their heart.
是的，我的同伴又软弱。
Of course, my companion.
是的，弟兄姊妹，中间有太多的这个实在是需要代祷的事情。
There's so many discernment for brothers and sisters.
如果我们看重的是主的见证。
If we emphasize the testimony of Lord.
我们不仅不丧胆。
We are not only discouraged.
我们乃是迫切的在神面前热心的祷告。
But we will urgently to pray before Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候伯明聚会，你发现有的时候真的很沉呐。
We see when we have a communion.
好像大家都不想祷告一样。
It feels like it's kind of nobody wants to pray.
好像这个很多慢慢很迟的才来的。
And then some people come late.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看这些不法的事，
if you focus on lawful,
你看中的这些是是非非的事，
if you see this right or wrong thing,
凭什么他又不来了？
And then how come he can come?
凭什么他们又晚到了？
How come they're late again?
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们灵里面就不会火热。
Then it will be no fire in our spirit.
因为我们看中的是这些是非的事情。
Because we focus on those things right or wrong.
如果我们看中主耶稣基督的见证，
if we see the testimony of Lord,
主的饼杯在这里。
The Lord's table is here.
我就把我的感谢赞美献给他。
I'll give my thanks and praise to Him.
纵然只有一个人站着。
Only if I'm the only one praise Him.
纵然只有一个人在主面前站在主这一边。
Even if on this point I'm the only one to stand.
为了基督的身体的缘故。
But for the sake of the body.
为了基督见证的缘故。
For the sake of the testimony of Christ.
我灵里面火热。
And I'm fired up in spirit.
多少的时候神给我们多少的同伴。
And sometimes God gave us many companions.
你不要以为只有我们一个人是以利亚。
I don't think we are the only Elijah.
你们只有七千人，为什么向巴力聚集啊？
Our sister 7,000 will never bow down.
不要灰心丧胆。
Don't be discouraged.
我们灵里火热。
And let us be fired up in spirit.
我们殷勤的见证。
And then to testify, Lord, in diligence.
所以你发现你就是在这个。好像没有指望中，你仍然有指望。
Even if you are in despair, but you still have hope.
所以你有喜乐。
So that you have joy.
因为这样的喜乐，你能够忍受那些患难。
Because of joy, you can be a patient in suffering.
你的祷告可以恒切。
Your prayer will be perseverance.
而且我们交通于弟兄姊妹的软弱。
And then we can share our weaknesses with brothers and sisters.
不是，就是这个。 这个 OK fellowship with the weakness of the brothers and sisters. 那么就是说我们不觉着说我们可以离开弟兄姊妹。
We don't feel we will leave brothers and sisters.
我们就是在这样的时候，我们祷告主，愿主在教会里面兴起许多大卫的勇士。
Even at this time, we will pray to the Lord to ask Him to raise more, warrior like David.
虽然我们的弟兄姊妹有缺乏。
Even our brothers and sisters in need.
虽然我们的同伴有了软弱。
Even our brothers and sisters are weak.
弟兄姊妹，那一个爱的侍奉，那个殷勤的侍奉是不减少的。
But the service in love and in diligence is will never be decreased.
那么不仅我们有真实爱的见证和殷勤的见证。
Not only have the testimony of love and the diligent.
后面还告诉我们，我们有尽量与人和睦的见证。
And later tells us there is a testimony of live with in harmony.
有的时候我们真的有了冲突了。
Sometimes we have clashes.
弟兄姊妹，什么是众人以为美的事呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is to be to be good in
all
people's eyes? 众人
都以为美的是只有神的儿子。
Everyone thinks it's good. It's only the Son of God. It's the only good one.
使人和的有福了。
And then blessed are the ones who peacefully with others, because they will be called the Son of God. If you reveal the Son of God, it will destroy all the works of Satan.
仇敌何等巴望，借着我们中间的一些的难处，让我们彼此分开呢？
And the enemy wants us to be separate because of the hardships.
让我们这个你这个讲的很，这个说你们不可以这个以恶报恶的，你们不可以这个不可以咒诅的。
Here is you do not curse.
说这个逼迫你们的，你们要祝福。
Bless those who persecute you.
仇敌何等巴望我们能够在心里咒诅呢？
And then the enemy wants us to curse.
喜乐的人。
The rejoiceful man.
如果是那个逼迫你的人在喜乐怎么办？
What if the person who persecuted
you enjoy? 你的好朋友喜乐，当然我跟他喜乐。
And if your good friends is enjoy, of course I'm
enjoying. 就是那个逼迫你的，他好喜乐。
And what if the enemy who persecuted you is enjoying?
他好蒙恩典呢。
He was received grace.
神特别祝福他呀。
And God blesses him.
可他就跟你过不去。
But he just against you.
弟兄姊妹，你能跟他同乐吗？
But can you be joyful with him?
这里面说不要志气高大。
And here is do not be haughty.
我们可能是对的。
Maybe we were right.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看重对错是非。
If we emphasize the things are right or wrong.
多少的时候，你要是肉体，我就血气。
And sometimes if you are in flesh, I'll be
flesh. 你要是这样的对我，我就这样对你。
If you treat me this way, I'll treat you this way too.
弟兄姊妹。只有使人和睦的是众人都以为美的。
And only the ones who live peacefully.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
If it's possible, so far as it depends, live peacefully with all.
不是使大家都和我和睦啊。
It's not everybody be peaceful.
纵然别人都和我不和睦。
Even all people against me.
但是如果大家都能彼此和睦。
If everybody can be live harmony.
我里面就平安了。
Then I will have peace within me.
使人和睦的有福了。
Blessed are the ones who live peacefully.
他们必称为神的儿子。
Because they will call the Son of God.
最后我们都晓得那是一个得胜的见证。
And we know that is a testimony of victory.
不是被恶所胜。
It's not we are overcome by evil,
乃是以善胜恶。
But overcome evil with good.
多么荣耀，弟兄姊妹！
How glorious!
在基督的身体里面，
in the body of Christ,
血气、肉体都是恶的。
A flesh are evil.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们要用血气、肉体来对付血气、肉体吗？
Do we need to deal with flesh and evil with our own flesh?
我们今天不是和属血气的征战。
We're not fight with the one with flesh.
我们所用的兵器也不是属血气的。
Our weapon is not belong to flesh.
我们所用的兵器在神面前是有能力的。
Our equipment is powerful.
基督我们的能力。
Christ is our strength.
要攻克人一根棍的营垒。
If we overcome all this.
使人一切那些拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事都给攻克了。
All the hindrance will be overcome.
弟兄姊妹，不要为恶所胜。
Do not be overcome by evil.
还要以善胜恶。
But overcome evil with good.
这里不是说把火烧在他们，把它烧了，让他难过。
It's not we put fire on them and let people feel terrible.
有人说就是烧啊，让他烧的让他睡不着觉。
And then you burn people and they cannot sleep.
弟兄姊妹，乃是用爱的火。
But it's to be used the fire of love.
让人回到主的面前。
And to make people return to God.
让人在主的爱的面前柔软下来。
Let people to be soft before the love of God.
让人在基督的权柄面前降服下来。
And may people be humble before the power of God.
你发现在基督身体里面，如果我们这样来学习服事的话，
If we learn to be served in the body of Christ.
见证一定显明出来。
The testimony must be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们不是注重对错是非。
But sisters, hope we don't emphasize on right or wrong.
我们是注重我们自己手中的工作。
Not emphasize our own works.
我们乃是注重主耶稣基督的见证。
That is to emphasize the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这些宝贵的原则，我想，如果我们愿意让圣灵常常提醒我们的话
，If we want the Holy Spirit remind us，
我们越能够来查验何为是那善良。纯全可喜悦的旨意。
As days along, and we will be discerned what is the good and perfect, acceptable will of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
实在是在你无限。